This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Powered by Clear Vision Development Group, this is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leader's podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Better Than Before show on the C-Suite Radio Network. I'm your host, Master Coach Tony Richards, wishing you all a happy Independence Day today and a happy 4th of July. This show today is going to be rather short and sweet, but I did want to come on and speak to you while you're having your wonderful holiday today. And I wanted to run down the national day calendar for you since we've made that a regular feature of our show. So I did July 4th in last week's show, but I'll do it again today since it applies. But it's Independence Day. It's the day that we commemorate the independence of the United States from Great Britain and a few other countries who were laying claim to this area of the continent. And so happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July. And yeah, the Declaration was signed on a little bit of a different day, but we commemorate it today. Jesus wasn't born on Christmas Day in December. He was actually born in the spring, but we still celebrate Christmas traditionally on July. I'm in July and I'm thinking about Christmas. I'm having a Christmas sale in July in my head, I guess. But anyway, the point is, it's the 4th of July. It's the day on the calendar we've designated to have an independence celebration. So have a good one today. It's also Alice in Wonderland Day. It's National Caesar Salad Day today. And hey, it's National Barbecue Spare Ribs Day today, too, so you can include that in your holiday cookout. Tomorrow, July 5th, is National Hawaii Day. I have some pineapple. It's National Bikini Day. Let your mind do what it will there. National Graham Cracker Day, National Apple Turnover Day, and National Workaholic Day. So you get a day off on the 4th, you come back on the 5th, and you have to work like a workaholic. On July the 6th, on Thursday, International Kissing Day, National Hand Roll Day, and National Fried Chicken Day. And I'm sure some people have some fried chicken on the 4th, but it's the National Fried Chicken Day on July 6th. On Friday the 7th, it's the National Day of Rock and Roll. Let that boy boogie woogie. It's Global Forgiveness Day, so make sure and write down that name of the person on Friday that you need to forgive. Forgiveness is not allowing the other person to get away with it. Forgiveness is setting yourself free. So when you hold a grudge, it doesn't hurt them, it hurts you. So forgive that person, especially on Friday, all across the globe, National Global Forgiveness Day. National Dive Bar Day, if you have your favorite dive bar, Friday would be the day to go. World Chocolate Day on Friday. Ooh. National Macaroni Day. National Strawberry Sunday Day, and National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Together Day on Friday. Saturday, July 8th, National Raspberry Day, National Freezer Pop Day. Remember when you used to have those popsicles that had two sticks and you'd break and you'd give one to somebody else and you'd keep one? Taking me back. I also remember when the dimmer switch used to be in the floorboard of the automobile. International Skinny Dipping Day on Saturday, and also National Chocolate with Almonds Day. Sunday, July 9th is National Dimples Day, and it's National Sugar Cookie Day. And then next Monday, July 10th, it's the Chronic Disease Day to recognize folks and let your heart go out to those who have chronic diseases and give to the charity of your choice that helps eliminate those. It's Global Energy Independence Day, National Pina Colada Day. If you like pina colada and getting caught in the rain, it's National Kitten Day. I had someone try to give me a kitten here last week. They messaged me on Facebook and said, "Hey, you're a pet lover. Would you like to have a little kitten? Needs a home?" I'm like, "Oh, I hate to turn you down, but no, I got Oreo and that's all I can handle. So sorry, but I will pray that you find someone and give the kitten a home." It's International Town Criers Day. So if you happen to be the town crier of your town, you know, the one that stands out in the town square and says, "Hear ye, hear ye." Well, it's your day, National Town Criers Day, next Monday. And it's National Clarahue Day, next Monday, July 10th. And those are the national holidays coming up now for the next week. Okay, well, that's pretty much that for that. And then I wanted to read this quote to you by the father of our country. At least he's known by the father of our country. Just so happens I have a painting, a framed painting on order from Amazon that should be here just any day. And I've been wanting it for my office, and I've had two or three offices that I've wanted this painting in, and I just never did spend the money to get it. But I have now. I've bought it, and it's on its way here to me so I can hang it in my office. And it's Washington's Prayer at Valley Forge. And there's a picture of George Washington praying in the snow. And he's holding the reins of his horse. The horse's name was Nelson. George Washington had two horses. One was named Nelson. One was named Blueskin. And Nelson, which is a beautiful white Arabian horse, is in the picture with him. And the artist has drawn the, you can see Nelson breathing. You know how your breath will come out in a cloud when it's really cold? And you'll remember at Valley Forge, the winter was extremely bad. George Washington had run out of supplies. His men had no shoes. They were barefoot in the snow. They had no food. They were starving to death. They didn't have any provisions. He had written to the Continental Congress several letters requesting help and aid, only to have none come. And so he resorted to praying, and he prayed a lot of prayers for the nation. When you study his life, you'll notice the prayers that he prayed prior to his inauguration, the prayer he prayed during his inauguration, and several prayers he prayed while he was president. But there's a quote that I wanted to share with you today in a letter to a man named Samuel Langdon. And he wrote this letter to Samuel Langdon on September the 28th in the year of 1789. And George Washington says, "The man must be bad indeed who can look upon the events of the American Revolution without feeling the warmest gratitude and thanks toward the great author of the universe, whose divine interposition was so frequently manifested in our behalf." In other words, thank God for the God of the universe who helped us gain our independence and win the Revolutionary War, and to guide our hearts, minds, and hands while we crafted the cornerstones of this great nation. And so, even though I'm doing a short and sweet episode this week, my greatest wish is that you have a fun and safe and enjoyable holiday today on the 4th, and that you pause and take a moment, just a moment, and contemplate the wonderful country we have the privilege to live in. And I know this podcast goes, we have a lot of international listeners. There are a lot of people listening around the world. And just let me tell you, we're not all idiots over here. Please extend us some grace. Please extend us some understanding. We're not all crazy. We're not all idiots. I know it seems like it is sometimes by what's presented to you in the media and so forth. But there are a lot of really good people in this country, and there are people who want good things for everyone. They want the wealth of the nation to be shared. They want everyone to have the opportunity to compete. They want people to just have a chance. And that's the greatest thing about America, is the chance to provide value in the marketplace and utilize the resources to manifest your ideas and your thoughts and your entrepreneurism, and to go to work in the industry of your choice and work your way up and get everything you need through the paycheck that that company offers you. This is a great nation. It's still a great nation. And I want to ask you a favor. I want you to pray for our president and all our leaders to make wise decisions on behalf of all of us. And please don't call the president by just his last name. That's disrespectful. Honor him with the title that he's holding, president. And right now that's President Biden. And we need to call him President Biden. And we need to respect the office. We need to respect the title and stop saying those mean, awful, nasty things about him. We want him to do well. We want him to make good decisions. So let's pray that he would have the wisdom of God and that he would be able to make great decisions on our behalf. And all our leaders are making great decisions and wise decisions on our behalf. That's what we elect them for, right? Follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4. All our episodes are better than before, about 6 years worth and 20 years worth of blog post writings by me and a video library of Clear Vision TV are all available at my website, clearvisiondevelopment.com. Special thanks as always to our producer, Tessa Hall, and happy 4th of July to you and all your loved ones from me, Tony Richards, reminding you that everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.